Late bloomers. Name three flowering shrubs or a flowering tree and a couple of flowering bulbs. Chances are that most, if not all, of the plants you mention bloom in spring or early summer. Flowering crabs, lilacs, forsythias, daffodils, all harbingers of spring, come to mind. Nature has a reason for this rush of color. Honeybees and other insects, after a lean winter, need an early fix of pollen from bright spring flowers. After a winter of reading plant catalogs, gardeners are ready for the first flash of color, too. But what about the rest of the gardening season? Some annuals, like marigolds and petunias, and a few perennials, such as verbena and many daylilies, flower all summer. Add a July bloomer like Russian sage or autumn joy sedum, which goes from August until frost, and you've created a garden that will not fade. Many shrubs can take over when forsythias and lilacs are done. Late lilacs, like the pink-flowered James McFarlane and Villosa, can extend the brief spring season. The dwarf Daphne lilac flowers twice, once with the earlier lilacs and again in the late summer. For mid-season bloom and unsurpassed fragrance, Clethra can't be beat. This pink or white-flowered hardy native blooms in late July and August. Potentilla is a hardy and long-flowering shrub that has gotten a bum rap, probably because it has been used to landscape almost every shopping mall in America. New varieties of Potentilla are available with pink, red, and orange flowers, as well as the ubiquitous yellow and white varieties. As for flowering trees, the late bloomers are great. Japanese tree lilac, Syringa reticulata, bears 12-inch fragrant showy panicles in June. Stewartia's white, camellia-like flowers with orange anthers steal the show for 3 weeks in July. The golden rain tree, genus Laburnum, welcomes in the fall season with long strands of golden yellow flowers. Bulb lovers can turn to the autumn crocus, genus Colchicum, which spreads from bulb-like corms to produce showy purple, pink, and white flowers, or the saffron crocus, Crocus sativus, whose stamens are the source of saffron.